Good afternoon. After a cooler and more comfortable start to the day, we are going to see the weather turn unsettled with humidity returning as a warm front approaches from the southwest today. Despite the surface warm front being located well to the southwest of the region across the Ohio Valley, the mid-level front will be well outpace of it and move into the region today. Our region is also going to be positioned under the right entrance region of a jet max, which is going to strengthen during the day across the St. Lawrence region. As a result, the precipitable water values will quickly rise to near 2 inches by this evening. What we were going to see is clouds are going to increase through the course of the day and in the afternoon, for showers are going to start to push into the region. Highs will be mainly in the 70s, with dew points rising into the upper 50s to upper 60s by this evening. A flash flood watch has also been issued for the Mohawk Valley eastward across to southern Vermont for tonight from 8 p.m. into Monday at 2 p.m. Thanks to the mid-level warm front is expected to reach this evening the Mohawk Valley, with heavy rainfall expected tonight through Monday morning. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, portions of the Deep South are also expected to have bad weather for Sunday and persisting into Monday, as deep moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico surges northward ahead of a slow-moving frontal boundary. The heaviest rain is anticipated from eastern Texas to northern Alabama, and some 3-plus inches of rainfall totals are expected and are within the realm of possibility where repeated rounds of thunderstorms do develop. There's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across some of these same areas on Sunday, with high winds and hail being the main threats with the storms that develop. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 129 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 29 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and a high near 81. In Boston, partly sunny with a high near 81. And in Buffalo, we'll see the chance for showers and possibly some thunderstorms as highs reach near 77. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 84, while the normal low is 63. The record high of 98 was set back in 1936, while the record low of 48 was set back in 1945 and tied in 1986. Today's sunrise was at 5:27 a.m. The sun will set at 8:34 p.m. It is a total of 15 hours and 5 minutes of daylight for the day today. It's a loss of 1 minute and 16 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking mostly cloudy this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 70s. As we start to work into the overnight period tonight, we will start to see the chance for some rain showers, and that rain could be falling heavy at times as our overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, and we'll start to see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we get into the evening time and into the overnight period. Highs for the day look to reach near 80, overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at the chance for showers this afternoon as highs reach only into the low to mid 70s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and possibly a thunderstorm does look to continue, and some of these storms could produce heavy rainfall. Overnight lows look to drop down towards the mid to low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly cloudy this afternoon, and the chance for rain develops as we work our way into the evening and overnight period. Highs for the day look to reach near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, rain showers look to remain likely as we work our way overnight and into the start of the day Monday. Overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are mostly cloudy this afternoon with rain showers becoming likely, especially as we get into the evening time. Highs look to reach near the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, rain showers look to stay likely overnight as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-60s. Showers could be heavy at times. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms look to stick around through the course of the day. Some can produce heavy rainfall as highs look to reach near the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.